Australians are spending more on prisons and police than most other countries in the developed world, a new study has found. Australia spends $16 billion a year on its criminal justice system. But according to a report by conservative think tank the Institute of Public Affairs, we're not getting value for money. The report says Australian crime rates are relatively high, and Australians feel less safe than citizens of other comparable countries. It also argues Australia has a class of persistent criminals because the prison system is failing to reform inmates. Lorna Knowles has this exclusive report.
It's the first time Australia's criminal justice system has been compared to other developed countries. The author of the report, Andrew Bushnell, says Australia is underperforming. Our prisons are the fourth most expensive in the OECD, after Sweden, Norway and the Netherlands.
Australia doesn't compare very well internationally. We spend about $110,000 per year putting someone in prison.
That's about $40,000 more per annum than the OECD average. At the same time, incarceration rates are rising. There are currently 36,000 prisoners in Australia.
Australia has a rapidly growing prison population. In the last 10 years, the number of Australian prisoners has grown about 39%. The incarceration rate is now at its highest since Federation.
Fellow common law countries, the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Ireland and New Zealand, all reduced their incarceration levels over the same period. The report, commissioned by the Institute of Public Affairs, also found that Australians spend more per capita on police than many other developed countries. Andrew Bushnell says Australia's level of policing was now higher than all other common law countries apart from Ireland, at 295 police per 100,000 citizens for the year 2015-16.
Australia ranks ninth in the OECD for police spending per person, $427 per year per Australian resident. And this number has increased a lot. So Australia is now actually quite a heavily policed country.
So for all this spending on prisons and police, are we feeling safer for it?
No. For all of this additional expenditure, Australians don't feel safe. Australia consistently ranks in the bottom 10 in international surveys for feelings of safety in their neighbourhoods at night.
And according to Andrew Bushnell, our prison system is producing a class of persistent criminal.
Australia has a very high reoffending rate. 59% of prisoners have been in prison before. The takeaway from that is that our prison system is failing to correct people's behaviour, and we're seeing the same people come in and out of the system. To head this off, one of the things that we can do is for non-violent, low-risk offenders, institute alternative punishments to prison. Home detention, community service, fines, restitution orders.
And only lock up the most dangerous criminals.
Yes, prison is an essential part of the criminal justice system for isolating violent, dangerous offenders. I don't think anyone disputes that. The question is prison always the best punishment for non-violent, low-risk offenders? Does the punishment fit the crime? Can we find other punishments that fit these crimes better? And the answer that we have is yes. In the United States, many jurisdictions, including very conservative states like Texas and Georgia, have implemented alternative punishments and seen massive reductions in their incarceration rates and in crime.
The report author says police resources should be concentrated in postcodes where crime is most prevalent, and more money should be spent on preparing prisoners for the workforce.
The goal of the criminal justice system is to deliver retribution on behalf of victims, but it's also to correct behaviour. And what we're seeing with our system as it's currently set up is that it's not achieving this.
That was Andrew Bushnell ending that report by Lorna Knowles.